Get in the huddle with Palisade Bulldogs basketball on the team.
All right, tomorrow night on the team, it's full court coverage as Palisade takes on Rifle in Western Slope League play. We'll also have coverage of Central and Eagle Valley. But with us right now, coach of the Palisade boys basketball team, off to a undefeated start in Western Slope League play, Corey Hitchcock joins us. Corey, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, I appreciate you having me again, man. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person for once.
I know. We have not had the chance to make that happen, and I'm going to be out there tomorrow night, and we'll finally get that chance to meet face-to-face. But the way your team is playing right now, 4-0 in the Western Slope League, 7-7 start, and we've talked about it before, where you got off to that tough 1-4 start. You lost your first three games at the Warrior Challenge basketball tournament. But league play has been an entirely different animal, and the beat went on the other day with the victory you had, knocking off Battle Mountain 61-51. Paul Steinke has been on a nice little stretch here for you, 21 points in that game to lead your Bulldogs to the victory over Battle Mountain.
Yeah, it's been awesome watching our guys be consistent. It's been awesome watching Paul and Donald kind of step up and be a little bit more aggressive and contribute a little bit more to us. I think it makes it hard for other teams. They don't know who to really guard. But I thought even against Battle Mountain, Donald and Paul both had great games scoring-wise, and their defense is starting to get a lot better. So it's been fun to watch the growth. And, it's cool just to see these guys start off league 4-0 and build some confidence. And, you know, we got to finish off this first half of the league. Starting with Rifle and take care of business, and hopefully put ourselves in position to win a league championship for the first time since 2013.
Corey Hitchcock, coach of the Palisade boys basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Mentioned Paul Steinke with the 21 points. Donovan Mestis, you referenced Donovan. He had an outstanding game as well with 17 points. But you got some good contributions. Nick Campbell had 6 points. Josh Zotto had 8 points for you. So those guys combining to give you some good production as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we have 8 guys that have really been contributing solids for us. Ryder Mancuso, Josh Zotto, Gerardo Marquez, Paul Steinke, Donovan, Julio, Jorge. All these guys have been contributing for us, and that's why we've been seeing so much success. I think everybody's getting to eat a little bit every game, and so it's keeping guys engaged and focused. It's been fun, really, watching them play as a team. I don't think we really started out early on playing together. I thought we were playing a little bit of selfish basketball. We were having a hard time scoring. The ball's been moving around a lot more. We're up to averaging 13 assists a game, and we've been scoring a lot more points because of it. Also, I think, you know, with Gerardo now at the one for us, pushing the basketball, we've been playing a lot faster. He's been doing a great job pushing the ball for us and being aggressive and getting some transition buckets for us. So it's been good to watch these guys put some points up on the board. But more importantly, man, just play defense. Holy smokes, our defense has been, you know, awesome. We've been holding teams to 38% from the field and 25% from three. And we're only giving up about 49 points a game right now. We want to get that down to about 45. But I've been really, really happy with our effort on both sides of the ball over the last 4 games.
Bulldogs boys basketball coach Corey Hitchcock with us on the Team Sports Network. And you're right, the defense has certainly made a major turnaround for you, Corey. But getting back to, you know, that the scoring that you're talking about, after that loss to Grand Junction, you lost 58-49 to a pretty good Tigers basketball team. Kind of, it seemed like maybe the switch got flipped a little bit. You end up winning by 10 against Steamboat. You score 52 in that game, 79 against Eagle Valley, 76 against Summit, and then 61 against Battle Mountain. Was that Steamboat game the moment where you saw some things start to come together in terms of your team? Like you referenced, you know, they were playing kind of selfish basketball offensively, where that switch got flipped and they started to maybe be a little more unselfish on the offensive end?
I think we were a little disappointed after the Grand Junction game. We shot ourselves in the foot. Obviously, Grand Junction played well, and I thought we were playing well for the most part. We had a little stretch there. We kind of made some mental errors and kind of blew it. We didn't make any free throws. That hurt it for us. So we had to talk as a team and, you know, said, this season goes two ways. We can either turn this around and really play like I think we're capable of, or we can just keep playing selfish and not do anything together as a team and keep collecting losses. I said, but I've never really been a part of a team that lost as much, so I'm hoping that we go the other way. And, it started that week at practice. I mean, you could just see that on that Monday, you could just see the effort from these guys changed in the turn of the corner. And, at Steamboat, the fun thing about that game was we didn't have the lead until 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And we got down twice by 11 points. And, you know, this team usually in the past kind of, I don't want to say gave up, but they kind of didn't really fight back too hard. And we tried. We could never get over the hump. But at Steamboat, man, they just stuck together, man. It didn't matter who made a mistake. They were just real happy playing together and playing for one another. And they just grinded out a tough win at Steamboat. And I think once they saw that win against Steamboat, because that was the first time they had beat Steamboat, all these seniors had never beat Steamboat. So I didn't understand why they were celebrating after the game. Like, guys, we got to be humble winners. But they're like, Coach, this is the first time we've ever beat Steamboat. So it was kind of cool to see them, win something like that and then be happy about it. And then the next night, I mean, you know, when you go back and play, you know, Eagle Valley, who was very, very tough, and to do what they did against Eagle Valley on back-to-back games, I think they're starting to see, like, holy smokes, if we play defense and we play together and we work the ball around, we can be really, really good. And I just hope we can continue that. We got a tough matchup tomorrow against Rifle. We're definitely not looking past them. They beat Summit by 26, and so they're starting to turn the corner a little bit as well. And I think it's going to be a great ball game, and I'm hoping our guys show up and ready to compete.
Yeah, Rifle comes in 1-3 in league play. Logan Gross is their leading rebounder, leading scorer. Going to be a top player for you guys to slow down for the Bears.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he can do a little bit of everything. I think they got a couple of good players. Kate Bishop's a heck of a player. Kerry Owens a heck of a player. So, you know, we got to have our best defensive effort tomorrow to continue to do what we're doing. And we're not going to look past them. We're approaching every game with a 0-0 mentality. And I know the guys, you know, they want to prove that we're capable of doing all things. And everybody counting us out except for the people in this gym at practices every day. And so, you know, we want to show everybody that, you know, we're ready to go. We're serious. And we want to make a run and do some things that haven't been done here in a while.
And also, big rivalry game. You know, going back to your Glenwood days, always big rivalry with Rifle, and likewise with Palisade and Rifle.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this will be two big games for sure. The Glenwood game is always going to have some, there's going to be some emotion tied to that. Just with me coaching there for 8 years and helping have the success that we had up there. But, you know, I'm a Bulldog through and through now. And, that's the past for me. And I tell our guys, we're going to look at Glenwood, just like we look at Rifle and Steamboat and Eagle Valley. It's just another team that's in our way that wants to try to knock us off, since we have a target on us off, since we have a target.